Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What is up, my people?
Hello. So happy to see you guys on this beautiful Wednesday.
Bitch, it's... Oh, I thought you...
Like
I
when like, they're Friday.
Like when we're filming this. Yeah, we actually are going to see you on Wednesday because Kathleen has graced my presence and we have filmed before Monday. Do you guys know? Do you understand that the last two episodes, the reason they've gone up on Thursday is because I don't start editing them until Tuesday?
Yeah, I know. It's really, really crazy. So obviously when we came back from the cruise... Like, you didn't land in Georgia till like Monday night to edit the cruise episode. But I couldn't even film like last weekend. So I couldn't film until Monday. So, of course, Jesse was up all night trying to get this up Wednesday night. And unfortunately,
Benji texting me. It was horrible.
But literally, Benji got Jesse. When I saw Benji text in the morning, Thursday morning, like at 7 o'clock in the morning or something like that. I don't know. And Benji's like, well, look at that. Episode's still not up. And I responded. I'm like, Benji, I'm going to literally jump you.
Yeah, we were just telling Benji to shut the hell up. And then I felt bad because he texted me later and he goes, are you actually mad at me? Like, I was just kidding. And I'm like, oh, Benji, no, I'm not mad at you.
No, not like actually, bro. Come on. Yeah, come on.
No, and he did it before the episode went live. And I literally had started feeling guilty about the rant. I was like, you know, we did go a little bit hard on Benji. You know what I mean? And then after that, I was like, we should add more. We should literally just keep it going. And then when I told him that, he told me, oh, you're going to add 4 more minutes to the episode. I guess I'll let everyone on Patreon know that you need another 2 days. I'm like, I'm going to fucking...
That was actually pretty funny.
I know that was actually kind of good.
I thought that was funny. But hi, guys. It's episode what? Like 35 or something at this point.
No, 33, but close.
I'm almost there. Come on.
Yeah. And also, isn't 33 like a lucky number?
Yeah. I mean, like that's the age Jesus died. Isn't it a big conspiracy theory? Didn't a lot of like celebrities die at 33? Kurt Cobain died when he was 33. Am I making that up? Oh, 27. No, it's the 27 club. It's the 27 club. What the hell? 33? No, it's the 27 club. There's a lot of celebrities who...
I thought you knew died. That, like Mac Miller. Like,
was he? Yeah. Don't tell me. He was also 27?
No, I don't think they die when they're 27. I think the thing is they die before they're 27.
Well, Kurt Cobain and so did Amy Winehouse. She was 27.
Okay, let me look this up.
Yeah. It's literally not because they died before 27. Then like a lot of people would be in the 20. Why would they call it a 27 club? It's that they died at the age of 27.
Oh, Mac died at 26. But I felt like the thing was like, before 27, I don't know anymore.
No, it's at 27. That's why like I remember like vividly being very scared the whole year of my 27th birthday year. Not that I'm a musician or anything, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Very scary.
Have you ever, I know we were talking about our fear of planes recently. Have you ever like pictured when you're going on a flight, like just like what the news articles will be like Kathy Knight's dead on a plane?
No.
You've never thought that?
No, why would I?
I've always thought that. I'm like, would they say that? Like, would it be like, oh my God, and Jesse Smiles was on that flight? Or would nobody give a shit?
Of course. No, they would like say everybody who died on the plane. And then they would be like, and amongst the casualties, Jesse Smiles.
It's kind of cool.
No, not cool. Please.
Not cool.
Universe. No, not cool. Not cool. Universe.
We are kidding, universe. We're joking. Josh and you, if you will.
Cool. Universe. I actually don't like this conversation. I'm getting very uncomfortable. But hi, guys.
All right, we can move on. Yeah.
Let's move on, shall we? Do que dice mi gente? I bet you it still has the N in today's episode.
Okay, well, I actually saw some. Now you're making me nervous that I just jinxed myself and I'm gonna die on a plane. So why'd you do that? No, why'd
you? You did it.
No, but
you
now
blame
you're
for everything. Last episode, it was my fault that you looked me dead in my eyes and said, I hate you now.
Bro.
And now it's
I'm
my
sorry.
Fault.
I'm sorry. You know, I do need to work on that because I get so annoyed. My husband will blame me for like, if anything goes missing, like it's always just like, where'd you put it? And I'm like, me, I didn't touch it. And I hate that. Like, I'm literally innocent. Like, you cannot try to pin this on me. So I'm sorry that it's rubbing off on me and I'm blaming you for everything. But it's just so easy.
I get that. I'm the same
right
with my mom.
Yeah.
I'm like, where did you put this?
the same way. Literally. I will say, I do think your paranoia is rubbing, because that is something I could have joked about like before this podcast, like super easily and been fine. But now you have rubbed off on me a little bit. I will say, just a little bit.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to rub off
on you. So how do we reverse the curse? What do we do to make me feel better?
You have to say, I'm going to be fine, right? And then I say yes. And then you...
Okay. Ready? All right. Yeah. I'm going to be fine, right? Like I'll never die on a plane.
You're going to be totally fine.
Okay.
Go fine.
Yeah.
Now it's reversed. It's good.
Wait, no, not reversed?
No, now it's reversed. It's good.
Oh, I thought I did something to unreverse it. I was like, no.
We're not the OCD ritual.
We're like literally just going back and forth until we feel better. But literally. Perfect. I feel better.
You should see me and Talia in like our OCD rituals when we get into it. We have to like pinky swear, do like a little dance, jump backwards 3 times. Like it's crazy. We do not help each other out. We're just fueling the paranoia and the OCD.
Right. Oh my God. Speaking of paranoia and anxiety and depression, I was getting my medication refill today and I do it with like telehealth doctors, and it's usually always somebody different. And the lady was so nice. And usually the doctors are not that nice. They're very like disconnected. They're like, what do you want? Okay, refill, fine. So this lady, I'm going to stick with her forever. My God, she's amazing. And she's definitely like a Latina. And when she talked to me and was like, oh, so what do you do for work? And I just panicked. I was like, I'm a YouTuber. And that was, you know, whatever. But anyway, then she got into it. She's like, oh, what do you do? And then I told her. And then basically all I want to say is, hello, my doctor. Welcome to the JK podcast.
I can't
believe it. We got a new mamita on the horizon.
How you find yourself in those situations? I'm always like, I'm either say like I'm in marketing or like I own like a nail polish. Thank God.
She caught me so off guard because they're usually like so non-talkative and do not give a flying fuck about me or anything. Actually, yeah, the last lady gave me a tremendo survey about like, are you going to kill yourself or what, little girl? Like, what's going on? And I was just like, no, like I'm not. I've been on this medication for 4 years. Like, everything's great. But she was like very like... interrogating me almost, essentially, is what it was.
Wow.
Yeah. So I didn't expect such a lively woman. And she told me, she's like, you keep working hard. I love that. And I was like, okay.
Oh, that's good. You. I like that. That's great.
Yeah, I can't wait to see her again, honestly.
Amazing. So let's get into it. That's what we were saying. ¿Qué dice mi gente?
Oh, okay. Yes. So what I was going to say is there were people commenting about this and saying that technically, yes, ¿qué dice mi gente? Without the N is more grammatically correct for like what we're saying, but ¿qué dicen mi gente? Is also correct in a way.
If there's a comma, it has to be ¿qué dicen, comma, mi gente?
Yes, and there was.
Oh, is there a comma in our thing?
We've always had a comma. Come on.
Oh, okay. Well, I did see some people comment on top of it and be like, no, it's still wrong.
Well, point is, it's probably still an N, and probably, I'm not going to lie, will forever be an N. I don't know that we're going
to
change it.
To be honest, it kind of... you know, with our history, it's kind of endearing and makes sense that we would grammar. Yes. We're no Sabo kids.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's the Yo Sabo version. And I think that that's appropriate. What do you guys think?
Well, I do quickly want to address this comment. There were actually several comments just like this.
Oh, okay. I was like, no, not again.
There were actually several comments like this, but everybody's saying, we want the sweatpants jeans link. Okay. Guys,
this is ridiculous. You're so ridiculous for this.
For buying them? I know, ridiculous.
No, not for buying them, for not wanting to share the link.
Well, because, okay, guys, I understand that they are very, very, very overpriced jeggings or whatever you want to call these sweatpants jeans. So, so overpriced. But this brand, okay, so they're Rag & Bone jeans. Like, I got them on Nordstrom. I bought them like 2 years ago, and they're the most comfortable things I've ever put on my body. I don't regret buying them. I really don't. However, do I think they're ridiculously overpriced? Yes. And TikTok Shop has a dupe. So I didn't want to start linking you guys to this almost $300, because they're like, it's like $250, right? Like, how much are they? Like,
it was, I think it said $220 to like $260. I don't know what the difference is or why it gets more expensive.
I have no idea, but like, astronomical. Can you guys did not expect that, huh? Yeah. Almost $300.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
I don't know, because one of my friends, Betty, she watches the podcast, Hi Betty, and she texted me and she was like, oh my God, link me to the jeans. And I said, girl, let me tell you something. Here's the link. But when I say I opened that link and I closed it real quick, that's what I did. And then she told me, she literally followed up immediately. She's like, damn, they are expensive, but it's worth the investment. Because I'm not going to lie, Kathleen, your ass is pretty much selling these jeans like hotcakes. Like the fucking video of you in the hallway, everybody was like, where's the link? Where's the link? Where's the link?
Well, the thing is that, like,
to have it,
because they are sweatpants and your butt, like, usually looks good in like a soft whatever. And usually your butt doesn't look that great in jeans. It's like the illusion of like, wait, your ass looks really good in those jeans, but they're sweatpants. But I'm saying is, I think the TikTok shop ones, I haven't bought them. I will buy them. I think they are just as good. I'm going to buy them and I'm going to do a whole comparison. I'm going to let you guys know.
But we're going to link the jeans.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want, they're going to be in the description box. Please open that link at your own risk.
It's so dramatic. I do think I'm actually going to get them because listen to what you're saying. It's been 2 years. They're still holding up amazing. They fit you wonderful.
Hold on.
They're comfortable.
Do not put them in the dryer. Hang them to dry.
Why?
Because they shrink. 100%.
Okay, that's unacceptable.
I have to hang them to dry every single time. And then it's fine. Like, it's all good. Oh, it's great. But never, never, ever put them in the dryer.
Why, you dried them the first time and they shrunk?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that does suck. Good to know. Good PSA. If you're getting those jeans, do not dry them. But I will say, like, TikTok shop, yes, has a lot of dupes for a lot of things. But do they last as long? Are they as good of quality? You know what I mean? Because I actually bought sweatpants jeans off of TikTok shop from Halara, I think it was. Are those the ones?
They looked like jeans? Did they look like jeans? I don't think Halara is the brand I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. They look like jeans. I don't know if they were Halara actually either. But I bought them from TikTok shop and everyone was selling them as like the sweatpants jeans. And I think I even got them because you had, I thought they were the ones you had. And I did not like the length of them because I'm tall. So like they were too short on me.
Oh, see, I don't know if these have like, if there's like a tall girl one. I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean,
because the length on mine were like good.
And it doesn't fit right, I'm just going to return them. You know what I mean? Course.
Basically, I just wanted to say that, guys. I just didn't want to link in the moment, just like casually link people and be like, bitch, this is $220. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to let you guys know. But I will be buying the dupe today and I'm going to do a video. I'm going
to
compare them.
Can you send me the link to the Patreon? Dupe. I might try that first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me test it out first because if it's not worth it.
Okay. How much are the dupes? You know. Like $70?
Yeah, they're like $50.
Okay, that's still like, you know, like
$50 compared to $220.
I was about to say, for four times that price, you could just get the original.
I mean, yeah, you know, whatever. I'll let you guys know. Okay, so next comment. Kret says, but did you guys do the Incredibles obstacle course?
Did we, Kathleen?
No, we freaking didn't, guys, because they had them like by age.
Yes, they did have them by age. But what was weird is I saw on the schedule the kids one and we're like, okay, we're not going to go to that one. Then I saw on the schedule the teens one. I never one for adults.
Yeah, I don't know if that exists.
But
however,
I saw adults on it.
But do you think they were doing it with their children?
I don't know. I could have pretended you were my child, to be honest. We could have probably gotten away with that.
Ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I'm older than you.
We could have gotten away with that.
She's
my little sister. She's 12.
But like, guys, I was looking forward to this obstacle course so bad. And then when I saw it, it was like kind of intimidating, like teenager night. I'm like, ugh. Forget it. We're screwed. We can't do this. I was so upset.
There was also just so much we didn't do. There was like so much.
I know.
It was too hard to get to everything. It really was. Oh, by the way, speaking of the Disney cruise, you weren't there in Atlantis when we got off. Like you went shopping to all the little shops in the strip that they have, whatever. But we stayed back and we were by the pool to let the kids go to the pool. Bro, you don't even know about the seagulls. Did you see the seagulls?
No.
Oh my God, Kathleen. They were fucking terrifying. I've never in my life, and I know seagulls could be kind of ballsy, but I've never in my life seen seagulls like that. Like they were so aggressive. They flew away with a slice of pizza and somebody's entire hot dog.
Actually, you know what? Now that you say that, 100%. I've been to Atlantis like 4 or 5 times. And yeah, they do be stealing food.
Oh my God. They need to do something. Like, I don't want them to die.
The pigeon's there. I don't know. Oh my God, Jessica.
No, I said I don't want them to die, but I want them to go away. I do. Shoot. Get away from me. They were scaring the fuck out of Noah. He was hiding under his towel.
It is scary.
It was like terrifying.
I am terrified of birds. Large birds.
And those are like even more terrifying. And I was sitting in front of this New Yorkan couple, and God bless New Yorkans, but like they just sound so mad all the time. So I couldn't tell if the couple was fighting and if the lady was fighting with her children, you know what I mean? Because it sounded like they were. But they were the ones telling the story of the hot dog, and they were like, he stole a whole hot dog. And I was like, oh my God, this place is a nightmare.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, yeah. It is very, very scary. Like big, large birds. I'm terrified of them.
Also, you told Stephanie that I was exaggerating about Atlantis falling apart, and I am not.
You were absolutely exaggerating. Guys, there were some cracks on the floor, and yes, the aquarium might come under any day now. But like,
okay, so how was I fucking exaggerating?
Fine, maybe. But Stephanie's like, oh man, I don't know if I want to go back there now. If you think Atlantis is falling apart, like, no, it's not. Atlantis okay, is totally
the tiles
fine.
In front of the places, like in front of the. Here's the thing: if you have an aquarium, or if you have just a place in general, and tiles are cracking in half, you need to replace them. You just got to. For every wall to be leaking is very alarming. Like, that was like crazy. And I didn't realize it at first. It was the second pass we did through the aquarium that I was like, oh my God, all the floors are wet. And it's not like.
Yeah, with towels on them.
Yeah, with towels. I'm like, something bad is going to happen. Not that I wish that for those animals or like anybody there. But I'm just saying the truth. And when it does happen, you can refer back to here and me telling this future,
literally,
which I do all the time.
You're literally manifesting this big wave that's going to kill all the birds.
Oh my God.
And take down Atlantis. And a big wave is going to go over and take
listen,
the birds.
Listen.
Happy? Did you just smile?
First of all, there's a big difference between making an educated guess on what you think is going to happen in the future and manifesting. Manifesting is like putting energy out into the universe to like actually want something to happen. I don't want that to happen. I'm just saying what is probably going to happen. And
you're right,
I don't want it to kill anybody. If it does kill the seagulls, it's okay. I'm not saying
it's not.
I want to. First of all, why are you defending those seagulls? They're ravages.
I know, but they're still
monsters.
Like, you know, like they
no,
don't know
I wouldn't
any
want
better.
Them dead. Come on. They probably do know better. They probably do is the thing.
You're
they
like, those
seemed like
fucking
they did.
Know exactly what they're doing.
And they were taunting people. Bro, I'm telling you, they're evil. Those specific
no,
ones.
Mean,
I'm not saying all seagulls, just the Atlantis ones. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not saying all seagulls.
I mean, the Atlantis ones are aggressive. They are. They really are.
Oh, and another thing. Sorry, I'm just adding to my Atlantis shit list. But another thing, they have umbrellas by the pool. And they didn't let anybody open them. They
Why?
Said it's too windy. It wasn't that windy.
Are you joking? It was so windy.
No, it wasn't. And they are literally fused to like a solid metal. Like, I've never seen a base that big and chunky in my life. I'm like, this umbrella is not going anywhere. Like, can you please? I need a sliver of shade.
You needed shade when it was so freezing. I was like trying to look for the sun to stand under.
It was not in that side. Like, that side had a lot of sun. Anyway. I just wanted some
so
shade.
Cold.
Noah couldn't see his tabalele.
Oh, we should have gone back to the other side. We were on the other side. And then we said, let's go to that side because there's sunny. There's sun
I know,
on that
but
side.
You know me. I'm not going to walk around the pool. I was like, I'm just out of here. Somebody take me home.
It was literally across the pool, guys.
Somebody get me out of here, please, quickly. When I decide, like my system decides that I can't be somewhere anymore, it's over. It's over for everyone around
honey,
me.
Honey, I know. No, I come back. I'm like walking. I just had my pizza at Mystic Pizza. I love that place. Mystic Pizza. I like my Ben and Jerry's. I'm walking with my little chancletas that I got Amelie pink. And I get up to them and she looks at me. She goes, we're getting the fuck out of here.
Well, like, if I do remember correctly.
I said, thank God.
Yeah, you responded like, I've never wanted to get out of somewhere more.
Listen, I love Atlantis, but I love it for the amenities.
Yeah, okay, that they didn't have.
I walked by the shops and now I'm done because like I want the slide. I want the lazy river. Like I want what I came here for and I didn't get it. So yeah, I was ready to get the hell out of there.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank today's sponsor, and that's Factor.
I love Factor because Factor makes healthy eating so easy with like already prepped meals. I used to use another service where you had to cook the food. And let me tell you, it was great, but I love Factor. Me and my mom are obsessed, Jesse. I don't think you understand. Everything that I've tried, literally everything, I'm obsessed with. It tastes so, so good. And all of their meals are fully prepared and designed by dietitians and crafted by chefs.
Also, it's always fresh, never frozen, and it's ready in about 2 minutes. You just pop it in the microwave really quick and bada bing, bada boom. And words cannot express how important Factor is in my life because I truly do not have a lot of time to cook these days. And that's where Factor comes in because I don't have to order out and eat unhealthy to get a good meal in quickly.
They have quality ingredients, okay? They have like lean proteins, colorful veggies, whole foods, really great ingredients and fats. And if you're on your health journey, Factor is truly perfect for you.
That doesn't mean it's not delicious because I have said it once and I'll say it again. Their veggie tamal bowl, oh my God, so delicious. One of my favorite meals, period.
And I honestly just love the way they season their food. Like it's healthy, but it tastes super, super flavorful. And like the little sauces on
the
chicken.
The sauces always slap, always.
I love Factor, truly.
And they have 100 rotating weekly meals to keep things fresh and delicious. So there's always going to be something new for you to try.
So head on over to factormeals.com/JKPod50off and use code JKPod50off. And that'll get you 50% off and free breakfast for a year.
Yeah, this is for new subscribers only and it varies by plan. One free breakfast item per box for 1 year while the subscription is active. And thank you so much to Factor for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
But anyway, those are the only two comments I wanted to address today, aunque dice mi gente, because I want to immediately go into my George Lima rant.
I'm so fucking dead.
Okay, so Jazzy sent me a TikTok the other day, and mind you, I had already seen it. I had already seen it because it popped up on my For You page. Yes, I had already seen it. It popped up on my For You page, and I was mortified.
No, when it kept going, Kathleen, I was clenching my cheeks. It was bad.
Jazzy,
it
keeps going.
Just show them really quick?
No, I need to explain before we show them.
No, we have to show.
No, we cannot. Role play until I explain. Okay. Guys, I've been on YouTube since 2013. Okay? 2013. That is a long time. And I have bad memory. I have the worst memory ever. So yeah, I have told the same story here on the internet so many times. Right. I've told it so many times. So as you guys know, I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but George Lima was my first boyfriend.
And your first kiss.
And I've told that story on the podcast. I've told that story on my YouTube channel. I told that story across the board many times. Somebody, a demonic presence, compiled all those clips of mine where I'm talking about George Lima. And they put it together in one TikTok. And it nearly killed me. Role play. You remember, I don't know if I've ever mentioned George Lima.
George was my first boyfriend ever. You guys are seeing my first boyfriend ever, and he was my first kiss ever. Actually, a really cool person, great person, love him to death.
First kiss was with a guy named George, and my first kiss was with a guy named George.
His name was George Lima. He was.
You can't say that.
Why not?
Because his whole name.
Why?
He was so nice.
I had un noviecito que se llamaba George.
I had like a little boyfriend. He was like my first boyfriend, George. And George Lima.
George Lima.
Okay, so George Lima, as you guys know, he was my first boyfriend. I was 14 years old. My first kiss, my first boyfriend. Shout out George Lima again.
George Lima mentioned. This was a personal favorite. I did write this one in.
That's a good one. I probably will mention him a couple times in 2026. Oh, no. He was my first kiss.
We know. And your first boyfriend. We do know that. Yeah.
Okay, guys, let me explain. I know
you just explained.
Really, I know, but guys, I swear I'm not a stalker. I just want to say, George Lima, if you're out there, George Lima's wife or girlfriend, if you're out there, I swear to you, I've never spoken to your husband. Not since I was 15 years old. I don't stalk your husband.
Do you think there's a chance that he knows or like doesn't know? Like, what do you think?
I don't know. I don't know anything about George Lima anymore. Like, I have no idea. I have no idea where he is. He could be living in freaking Zimbabwe. I have no idea.
Oh my God.
I literally have no idea. But I just want to say, if you're out there, please don't put a restraining order on me.
I literally texted Kathleen. I'm like, I'm not gonna lie, if I was George Lima or his wife or girlfriend or something, I would literally be like, this
or husband, I don't know,
insane bitch. I would be like, this actually, crazy ass.
I could just picture him watching that and being like, and then his wife or girlfriend or something being like, what the fuck, like what is up with this bitch, and him being like, I truly have no fucking idea.
Yeah, like, and then they start a fight. She's like, you have to be talking to her still. No, like, there's no way.
I would be the same way. I'm like, there's no way that this girl has brought you up 19 times since 2013 and you're not having an affair. Are you even having like a 12-year
literally
affair? Like, I would think that.
No, you must have like literally been rocked by George Lima. Like, he must have rocked your fucking socks off.
And you know what? Like, he really, I mean, he was my first boyfriend. And like, it was a very big moment. My first kiss, it was a very big moment. But like, me and him were friends. I mean, obviously, like, I liked him. But it wasn't, you know, like a can't eat, can't sleep, reach for the stars over the fence World Series kind of stuff. It wasn't. I loved
him. Yeah, I guess. But, and like, I've mentioned my first boyfriend, Danny Ogier, you know, a few times. But I'm sure if we put them side by side, it just wouldn't be as many. You know what I mean? You just did a lot of
mentions.
Definitely
wouldn't be as many.
So you're
many.
Blaming the bad memory. Like, you kind of like forget you bring him up.
Yeah.
Oh, also, this scratches off our 2026 bingo card little square, bringing up George Lima.
Oh, wow. It does. There you go. And I just want to say, I'm never bringing him up ever again because that TikTok scarred me.
Anyway, well, wish you well, George Lima. Thank you for being a good sport and not, you know, sending us a cease and desist or a restraining protection order.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I wish you well wherever you are. Okay. So I had brought this up to Jesse yesterday because I was like, oh my God, what are we going to talk about on today's episode? I thought it would be really cool because I know that you guys really love our story times, you know, like just us talking about our lives. And I was like, oh my gosh, we need to talk about our most unhinged stories. Like,
you're killing me, girl. You're killing
me
with this.
Things were so crazy and so unhinged that people are just going to be like, whoa, that's insane. And I was like, come on, Jesse, you have to have some of those in your pocket somewhere.
I don't. They're not in my pocket. They were on my YouTube channel and I've told them all. And I told Kathleen this.
People
I'm like,
don't
everything.
Remember.
Yes, they do. Every time I retell a story on the podcast, they're like, oh, Jesse, you already said that. I'm like, oh, did I? God damn it.
No, I think that a lot of people, like, you know, don't know the lore of a lot of your stuff. Honestly,
maybe.
I pictured this episode going very, very differently because I had the most unhinged story. It wasn't my story to tell. So I did have to call my friend.
That hasn't stopped you before.
but it was okay. But you must admit, this was so unhinged. I told Jesse the story before. I can't tell you guys, unfortunately, because I called my friend and I was like, oh my God, can I please tell this story on the podcast? I'll change all the names. I'll change everything around. She's like, no.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know if she watches the podcast or not, but she does. That is so uncool. So uncool. No. I didn't like that at all.
No, she's like, I'm scared that she, the girl, like, you know,
the girl whose name we change.
Yes, but she's scared that because we would have to, in order to tell this story, we would have to say her real last name. I could change her first name, but I would have to say,
which is also the same last name as like 90% of Miami. So
I know, I understand, but she's scared that like it's somehow going to come back to her job or something.
That's crazy. Oh my God. All your friends are mentally unwell, just like you. Just like you. Look at us. We're all messed up.
Birds of a feather. I will say, when I was telling her, I'm like, come on, please. She's like, no, don't say it. She's like, what you could say is my prostitute story. And I was like, actually, I was there to witness that. And I will tell that story.
I know that story? Her prostitute story? Oh.
It was pretty crazy. It was pretty crazy. I mean, it's not unhinged as much as it is disgusting.
I don't know what you mean by unhinged. Like, what is your...
I don't know what I mean either.
I'm so dead. Our clickbait knows no bounds.
I do think this prostitute story was just so crazy. Okay, it might not be unhinged, but it definitely was like fucked up and disgusting and vile. And it actually happens more than you think, but I personally think it's like unhinged and traumatizing.
Okay. Jesus Christ. All right.
So I had a friend. Let me just explain something about her because this part I feel like is very, very important, which makes it even more vile and disgusting.
Oh.
But my friend, she's a Taurus. Not that that matters. But first of all, she is like one of my most loyal, amazing friends. Like this is a very loyal woman. Very, very loyal, very good hearted, super kind, amazing, amazing.
But person. I feel like you're setting her up to like.
No, not at all. I'm just saying I just need you to know that.
Okay.
I need you to know that when hearing this story. Before getting with this guy, she had a boyfriend and they dated for like 3 years. I've known her since I was like 13 years old. And before this guy, she's had boyfriends, sure. I've always been like the person that's like, I'm like the romantic one. Out of me and her, I'm like the romantic one, the lovey-dovey one. I love, kissy, romance, whatever. And she was always very like bah humbug about like romance and love. Like she always had boyfriends, but I never saw her like fall madly in love with any of them. It was like, yeah, he's my boyfriend. I like him, I guess. And even when I would ask her about certain guys, she'd be like, I guess I love him. I, you know, like it was very I don't know. This guy, she fell so hard for this guy. I'm going to call him Bob. She fell for Bob like head over heels. I have never, ever, ever seen her like that before. So I was so happy for her. I was like, oh my God, you know, she's finally like madly in love. She moves in with this guy. Like he is the nicest fucking guy ever. I loved him. They would go like riding their bike. He was so sweet. He had a really good job. Like I'm telling you, niño decente, really good guy. Okay, really good guy. I loved him. And then one day, she's like hanging out at his house. This is like 3 years into the relationship. They're like super talking about getting married and having kids. Like full blown. And she's sitting on the couch and she's like using his iPad to like play with something. Oh, and in that moment, he gets a text message from, this is not even the bad part. In that moment, she's on his iPad and he gets a text message from his ex-girlfriend. And like, she just, you know, she just clicks it. Cause it's like, you know, like it's just, it pops up, you know, what do you want me to do? It pops up, whatever. She clicked it. And like, she sees that they're having a conversation. And mind you, it really isn't like inappropriate, their conversation or anything. But she's like, what the fuck? It's weird that he's sitting super. Here just like, yeah, super weird, casually talking to his ex-girlfriend. And I have no idea about it. It's not like they were friends or whatever. So she confronts him like, hey, you're like talking to your ex. Like, that's super weird. What's that about? And he's like, oh, no, that's like, you know, it's nothing. We're just catching up, blah, 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 blah. Already the reddest flag ever. I did not like that whatsoever. I was like, okay, that's
I think there's certain circumstances where if somebody talks to an ex, it wouldn't be a red flag, but like there are a lot where
wouldn't you bring it up?
Yeah, you could bring it up. Yeah.
Or like you would say, like, oh my God, I was talking to Fulanito yesterday and blah blah blah. Yeah. Like, what's with the secretive talking to Fulanito?
Right. Yeah.
What's with that? That's the like that. So it was already like kind of weird, whatever. And she went to bed like with this weird gut feeling. She gave him back the iPad. You know, she's never been one to like look through a phone, none of that stuff. And she's like, dude, I don't know if it was like my grandpa or something. She had like this weird dream in the middle of the night.
Oh wow.
And like she felt something that the next day she was like, fuck, okay, like let me just, and she went and she grabbed his iPad again.
Oh no.
She's like, I'm just gonna grab his iPad and I'm gonna look, because like, you know, whatever, there was nothing in the text messages with him and the girl, or like him and his ex-girlfriend, but she just wanted to see, you know, if there was anything else. And dude, she starts scrolling and she's like scrolling through a bunch of text messages just like, you know, on the iPad, going like this to see if like any name pops out to her or anything. And there was a number that wasn't saved in his phone.
Oh no.
Bro, when she opens it, this motherfucker had been having sex with prostitutes in their house.
No.
All the time. This was a text message exchange of like, hey, honey, see you in your apartment at 2 p.m. But in their apartment that they shared, when she was at work, he would go home to have lunch. Like he would tell her, hey, I'm going to go home and have lunch, whatever. He would go home to have lunch to fuck these prostitutes.
This was before Ring doorbells, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that would never happen nowadays.
Yeah, or maybe not, but like they didn't have a Ring doorbell. Like they didn't have one. But yeah, dude, he was... fucking prostitutes. Multiple prostitutes, okay? And she looked at this number, and when she saw it, she was like, who is this? Like, to meet up, whatever, she thought it was, like, a random girl he was fucking, right? She didn't think prostitutes.
Right, because that would be insane if you're in a relationship and paying for sex. That is just, like, another complete insane layer.
And another thing, my friend would tell me, she's like, bro, we were very sexually active. Like, we were very
in love. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter for those people.
No, what I'm saying is, like, it shocked her so much because she's like, bro, it's not like we were on the rocks. Like, we were in a very... happy, committed, beautiful relationship, and this guy is fucking prostitutes. Okay, multiple.
That's insane.
And she looked up the number. She went on this whole like deep dive and found the website where he contacted these people and saw that there were like multiple numbers in his phone. Dude, it was insane. And yeah, I mean, she confronted him and he was like, I mean, he didn't deny it. He was just like, I'm sorry, whatever. And she packed up all her shit and left literally like that weekend.
Bro, that is never spoke to him again. There's so many layers to that are fucked up. I don't know how I would trust a man after that, to be honest. Like, that would be very, very, very scarring. But then also, why would you leave that on your iPad?
Well, I mean, because they had a very trusting, she never looked through any of his shit. I'm usually like, I side-eye all men and I'm like, they're all capable. I mean, they are capable of many, many things. Yeah. But like, I'm telling you, he fooled me.
Really?
He fooled me. Such a nice guy.
There's men that are just too far gone with their brokenness and they're so refusing to like address the root of their issues that they do shit like that. Like it can be, and don't get me wrong, I guess women can also do that. But I'm saying like, I have a friend who recently was dating a guy for 6 months. She gave me permission to share this on the podcast. And yeah, like he had a girlfriend of 3 years. He lived with that girl. He came to my friend's house.
Wait, she gave you permission to share this?
Yeah, she's like, if it ever comes up, no worries. And I was like, oh. Well,
it did come up. That was insane.
Yeah.
That was insane. Her friend found out that her boyfriend of the last 6 months was living with another person for the last 3 years.
Yeah. And he would come and sleep over her house and be with her daughter. But there was always like weird things. Like now when you would put it back, like you look back in hindsight and then you always kind of like realize the red flags. But it's like on Halloween, he hung out with her during the day and then at night was supposed to come back to her house because he was just going to like go home for a little bit. And then he's like, oh, something happened and I couldn't go. And I feel like all those little moments were like being with the girl. But he was talking to my friend like 6 hours out of the fucking day. They were FaceTiming. Like genuinely, they would FaceTime all day, every day.
Crazy.
Yeah. And the way that he would do it is his girlfriend works at a fucking hospital and just like was gone a lot. And so she would only be home really like at night. And then at a certain point of the week, one day out of the week, she would go stay with her parents. I don't know why. I don't know her situation. And so it's like that would be the night that he would come sleep over my friend's house. So it's just like so royally fucked on all fronts. And then you see it like with her.
God.
She's like, dude, I shared so much with this guy. Like we talked about marriage and babies and like the whole fucking thing. He just looked at me in my face and lied like that. Like I don't know how I'm gonna look at another guy and like believe them because he was good to me. He was good to my daughter. He was like it was the whole thing.
I know. That's super fucking traumatizing.
Yeah, but you know, men.
And the fucked up part too is like, so are women. God bless.
No, I know.
But you know, they're more insane.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get it, guys. Like, we're all crazy, but like them a little bit more.
Yeah, no, 100%. Them a lot more sometimes.
Yeah, a lot more.
One thing that drove me nuts too, and I feel like I've talked to multiple people recently who have had similar situations happen, where it's like, it isn't until you break up with them that they just start going on this like love bombing tour of like writing you letters and giving you flowers. And oh my God, everything you could have ever wanted. Like, here it is. I have it. I finally have it. And it's for you. And it's all fucking bullshit. And it's like, oh, so you can love.
Yeah, of course it's all bullshit.
Just when you don't have the thing that you want. That's when you really can quote unquote love. These people are all broken. They all need therapy. Get help.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. No, and the fucked up part is that Jesse's friend, like, she never went to his house.
She did. Because he always felt like it was,
what?
Yes, she did go to his house.
And that girl, like where the girl lived, his girlfriend?
Where his girlfriend lived, I'm assuming. So when my friend spoke with the girlfriend, they talked and the girlfriend was like, you never noticed my shit? And then she was like, no, there was never like anything out. So like, I'm assuming he would put it away. And then my friend gave him some furniture to like spruce up his place and like put her own little touch. And the girlfriend told her like, I knew that wasn't him. Like I knew that somebody else had to have done that because like he wouldn't have done that. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, she had been to his
that
house.
Is so crazy.
Sure is. Fucking insane.
Wait, and so how did your friend end up finding out? Did the girlfriend DM her like, hey, I think you're dating my man?
Yeah, she got a hey girly message. Yep, she sure did.
Oh, not a hey girly.
She did. She got a hey girly. I don't want to be this kind of girl, but are you dating blank? And then it was like his full name. And then she's.
I wonder how she found out. I wonder how she found out.
Oh, she found out because my friend writes. She's so sweet, and she writes like little notes on like when she packs you lunch or packs whatever. And she found one of those in his car, and he tried to lie about it and say it was like an old girlfriend or something.
Wow, diabolical,
diabolical,
diabolical. Yeah. That's unhinged. See that? Look at that.
That was there.
That is such an unhinged story. Come on, I love how we're just saying unhinged stories that don't belong to us, but. We witnessed it.
We and did so that witness counts. It. Yeah. I did have one that story that I didn't really want to tell because it makes me look so not well. But I do think that it also speaks to the evolution of a person. You know, I feel like in high school, especially in high school and in middle school, when you're trying to figure out like how to socialize, how to exist and all that stuff, it's just so difficult. You just, you know, you say you do all sorts of things. Anyway.
Of course, dude. In high school, like the story I'm going to say next is kind of like unhinged of me on a very minor scale. But like in high school, you're insane.
Yeah. And I was.
You're going through the hormones. You're learning who you are. Like it's a lot of internal stuff that you're dealing with. And like you don't have your frontal lobe.
No, you don't. It's not even there.
It's not a fault.
Literally, it wasn't even
it's
there.
Not a fault.
Come on. It's kind of like you have a lobotomy. You know what I mean? It's almost like that. But basically, I used to be, and I think I still am a quote unquote, like kind of like jealous friend in a way, but in a way less.
No. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Like now it's in a joking way. Come on. Of course, I want you to go out and have fun with Joey and Benji without me.
Right.
Of course, I want that. Why would I want that?
Yeah. I will say we're both pretty similar in this aspect.
Yes. And very also, much. Yes, did I dedicate a whole episode to how you betrayed me and took Annie instead of me to the Sabrina Carpenter concert? Of course I did. But that's because Nashville's right there and I love Sabrina Carpenter. It's just, it doesn't make sense. But sure, whatever. I'm glad you guys had a great time. But I have gotten better with this. I struggled a lot with this when I was younger, and I had a best friend named Tara, and we had known each other since elementary school, actually, since like fourth or fifth grade. And the reason Tara and I became friends is because there used to be some other little fucking bitches in my elementary who would make fun of me because I had hair on my legs. Which like,
what the hell?
No, literally, like, okay, I'm sorry,
I mean,
you freaking whorebag fifth grader shaving your legs already. What are you, who are you trying to impress and be all slippery for? Like, why are you making fun of me?
I was in fourth grade. I mean, I was in fifth grade when I shaved my legs for the first time.
Oh, well, so was I because I went home sobbing and begging my mom. And then we first, oh my God, I did have a lot of hair. I will say I did have a lot of hair. First, my mom was like, we could trim your hair, like with the máquina. You know what I mean? Like with the like shaving machine.
Okay.
Like what, you know, she's like, okay, we'll trim it. It wasn't enough. I was like, no, we can't. But she didn't want me to like shave my legs. She just felt like that was like so like grown up. So then we nared my legs.
I know.
And that worked because it was nair. So like it took it off.
Oh, I feel like it's the same kind of
thing. No, it's the same thing. But I think for her, like the idea of me like just shaving, I don't know. My mom's not well either.
Yeah, God this bless. This is very adult. You know what I mean? Like
just yeah, come on.
Only adults do that kind of stuff. Come on.
And then I didn't shave my arms until high school. But I remember, bro, my brothers were honestly kind of the fucking worst. And I did realize recently, I don't know if I said it on the show, but I realized recently that they might be the root of my crying while being scared situation. They used
really?
To scare me, yeah, when I was young. And they would put on masks and shit because they thought it was funny that I would cry.
That is so like,
mind you, Joey wasn't a part of this. I'm talking about my straight older brothers. Okay. Joey was my bully,
of course.
In high school. Okay. Not when I was super young. We were best friends when we were super young. Then he became my bully in high school. Joey was my number one freaking bully.
Was he your bully before or after you betrayed him and told your mom that he was actually at his friend's house and not in his room?
That was interwoven into it. And you know what? We equally fucking tormented each other. Oh my God, bro.
That's sibling shit.
Anyway, it was my two older straight brothers who used to bully me. And my oldest brother, there was one time where I reached across the car. He was driving and I reached to go get something like in the little console area. And I guess my arm brushed up against him and he goes, ay, un perrito. Like that. That's not funny, Kathleen. That's not funny. I still shave my arms to this day. That's not funny. That traumatized me. I was like, wow.
Ay, un perrito. That's so fun.
No, literally. And I must have been like 12 years old, bro. And then I started shaving my arms too. And, you know, just confining myself to the boundaries that the world has assigned to me.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
it's crazy how like little moments like that will stay in our brains.
No.
Forever.
Like forever.
Un perrito is my otro pudding.
What was that?
I've told you about otro bullying.
No, I don't think so.
I have told you about that.
I don't think
so. My mom will be mortified. My mom has always told me over and over again never to say this story on the podcast. And I will right now, actually.
Hey, your trauma is your story, queen.
That's
you know
right,
what I mean?
That's right.
We deserve to tell it.
That's right. I will say I have always been self-conscious. I've said this part. Like, I've always been self-conscious about my stomach.
Yeah.
I've told the story. Like, I don't even like to get naked in front of anybody. Like, I hate my stomach. I have a really bad relationship with my stomach.
Right.
When I was younger, like, you know, my brother and everything, like, they used to call me like Flubberfish because of my stomach, you know. Bro, he used to be like, flubber.
What's up
with Hispanics?
No, Joey, also, it's his deepest, darkest secret, too. One time, Joey got mad at me. He called me cellulite. No, and it was on my 16th birthday. He's told me he's sorry so many times. I mean, we were really demented and demon-possessed at that age.
Of course. No, I mean, literally, my brother would be like, oh, flubber. You know, like the green flubber, like the movie?
Yeah, I know.
He said that my body was shaped like flubber.
Oh, my God. And when I was so younger, is not even that that's important, that he shouldn't have said that anyway, but like, wow.
I took aerobics class in middle school because of like the bullying of my stomach.
Aerobics? What is aerobics? I thought aerobics was for like old people in the pools.
No, in my middle school had it as an elective. I took aerobics 2 years in a row.
Oh, mm-hmm. Bro.
Anyway.
That's so sad. We grew up in the slim fast era and it's not fair.
We did. It's not okay. We did grow up in the slim fast era, bro. My uncle used to like take down the fucking slim fast. Like it was crazy. He was like on a crazy diet. Anyway.
I think all of our families have some slim fast experience, truly. Oh, and yeah. It's like definitely carries some weight. Do you remember the 5-day diet or the 3-day diet? What was it? 3-day or 5-day?
No, I don't remember that. I only remember like South Beach diet, the Atkins diet, who I think did that. He died. Yeah. I think Atkins.
Do you remember the Chinese diet pills?
The Atkins diet? No. Oh. In the green box?
Yep. Took those.
Oh my.
Got recalled for heart problems. Yep.
I went to the hospital because of those.
Yeah. No, they were so bad.
I showed the guy the box. He's like, yeah, this is giving people tachycardia. I swear on Porter. I went to the hospital.
Not that being the start of your tachycardia, probably, allegedly.
The thing is that, like, I was nowhere near fat.
No. Same.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
No. But we grew up in the slim fast era. We grew up when they said that Lizzie McGuire was fat. And like, that's
exactly. Literally, exactly. So I'm sitting on my freaking couch. Okay. My mom, God bless. She has apologized multiple times for this story as well. I was like, I don't know, 11 years old.
Oh.
I don't know. But before she went to go do groceries, I was eating a pudding. You know, like those vanilla, like the vanilla and chocolate puddings.
I know exactly that have, like, the ones, the jello ones. Yeah. Delish.
Never had one since that day, by the way. I've never had one yet. Anyway. So I was like eating the pudding, whatever. She goes to do groceries. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm eating my second pudding. She walks into the house and she looks at me. She goes, "Otro pudding!" Like if I was the dirtiest, fattest, most disgusting, gluttonous monster sitting
first
on that
of
couch.
All, two spoonfuls and you're done with one of those. Come on. Seriously.
I remember looking at her. She's like, huh? Sigue comiendo, but like she walked in, like, sigue comiendo, whatever. I finished it.
You said, actually, I will keep eating. Thank you.
And I never ate a motherfucking pudding again.
Oh. Ever. Damn.
Yeah, it was my un perrito moment for sure.
Oh my God. It was my un perrito. Damn. Trauma.
Traumatizing. I cannot look at those puddings without trauma. Like I really do. I see them on the shelves at Publix and I'm like, oh.
Oh my God. That's our next challenge. I'm going to get you some. We'll eat them together.
No, I'll never eat that again.
Why?
Because I'm going to turn into a big. This casa squash.
No, it's not true. You won't. I promise.
I can't do it.
Well, that's very traumatic. Anyway. Wow, where were we going with that? What was I saying? Oh my God, I didn't even tell my story.
Oh, the perrito.
Thing from the beginning, but I was trying to say my unhinged story from high school, and I don't know how
we got
there.
You're right. I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense.
We just went into
that
trauma dumping, and then, you know, now we're reeling it back in. And Joey edits his podcast, so he might delete the cellulite part. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I hope he allows me to tell my truth. I really do.
Come on, he apologized. He also didn't have his frontal lobe.
No, literally lobotomized all of us.
My mom was fully developed.
Excuse. So basically, I was talking about how I could be a jealous friend. And I can. And that was no different in high school and in middle school. Oh, that's why I said that. Because Tara, okay, so the kids would all tell me about my leg hair and all that shit. And she, wearing her little fat farms, came up to me and was basically like, that's not cool that they're saying that. And I was like, do you want to be best friends forever?
Before we go any further, we want to quickly thank our next sponsor, Mint Mobile.
There is no way it's 2026 and some of you are still overpaying for wireless. Absolutely unacceptable, but Mint Mobile is here to help.
Yeah, honestly, guys, it's the same coverage, same speed, just without that inflated price. And it gets you pretty much everything you would expect. So it would be unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data, but obviously at a fraction of the cost.
And for a limited time, you could get 50% off 3, 6, or 12-month plans of unlimited premium wireless. And you get to bring your own phone number with that. So no annoying switches. You know, you don't have to change anything. anything. You just activate with the eSIM in minutes and then you start saving right away.
And there are no long-term contracts, no hassle. It has a 7-day money-back guarantee, which honestly makes it really easy to try. So if you guys are ready to stop paying more than you have to, new customers can make the switch today and for a limited time, get unlimited premium wireless for just $15 a month. So switch now at mintmobile.com/jkpod. That's mintmobile.com/jkpod.
There is an upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plans required, which is a $15 a month equivalent. Taxes and fees are extra. Initial plan term only. Over 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Capable device is required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. Additional terms apply. See mintmobile.com. And thank you so much to Mint Mobile for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. And so then we became very close and we were literally
That's like so best friends.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. And I must say, Tara is a very sweet girl.
She's the girl we used to like drink at her house and her parents were like cops.
Yes. Yeah. Her dad was a detective. Yeah. True story. But we were very, very close. And then we went to different middle schools, but we still stayed close. And then we went to the same high school. And she is just like super nice and super social. She's a Leo too. Her birthday is 5 days after mine. And she just got along with fucking everybody. But she had like the personality I kind of wished I had. Cause like she was like easygoing and fun, but she didn't have the anxiety. You know what I mean? So like my anxiety.
Wow,
really,
what is that like?
Oh my God, I know. Literally, like she was just like so chill and like I just cannot relate to that. So I was always her weirdo freak friend from the past that would kind of like linger. You know what I mean? I was always very large and I don't know. I would always just like come and people would like laugh with me and stuff. She was always friends with all the popular kids. So it was like the only way I socialized with the popular kids was through Tara. I was like her pity friend. You know what I mean? I would just like tag along. Anyway,
no, come on.
No, it is true. But then I got into theater and I would like do my own thing, whatever. Anyway, when I decided to leave my senior year because my brother left and like a lot of my friends left and my drama teacher left and I literally was like, there's nothing here for me anymore. And I had to leave because my mental health was so fucking bad. And so I went to be homeschooled, which I barely passed. Like literally that was my fucking nightmare. I was always so bad at school, but I was even worse at school when I got the option to not do school at home. I would literally,
oh my God,
call into the class and put it on mute and go to sleep. That's what I did. And then every week this guy would come to pick up my homework. Like he would drive to my house on Fridays, I think it was, pick up my homework, but I never did my homework. So he would come to my house and I'll just look at him and be like, nothing this week for you, my friend. Like it was so
he couldn't give you a call first?
No, bro. I don't know. The system, like he would just come and then he would be like, okay, like we really got to get on track. I'm like, yeah, like I'm on that. Like, don't worry about it. And then I just wouldn't do it. It was awful.
Honestly, I don't blame you because if I become president, I never would. But if I ever become president, the first thing I'm doing is abolishing homework.
Oh my God. So true, queen. Preach.
It is actual
torture.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how you send your kids off for 7-8 hours at a time away from their families? And then when they come home at the end of the night, after parents are done working and like they can finally get some family time, you expect them to sit there and do work after they were doing work literally 8 hours in front of like that? That is the homework is the most sinister, vile thing in the whole
world. Oh, I would have definitely voted you for school president, queen. I definitely would have. I mean, God bless. Abolish I didn't do the work shit in the class either. But you're onto something.
Oh, wow. I'll never forget my English teacher. Like every time they would like go around asking who did the homework, he would start skipping me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay.
Oh, no. My English teacher, actually, my AP English teacher, I think it was my sophomore year, didn't even hand me my finals. Like he looked at me and goes, do you even want it? And I was like, no. And he's like, okay. Because I had failed so bad. Like, it didn't matter if I passed the finals.
It was literally hilarious.
No, it was awful. And then literally when I went to go graduate, the guidance counselor was like counting my credits. I graduated by like the hair of my chitty chin chin.
Oh, so did I. I had to go to night school.
Yeah, no.
I had to go to night school.
Oh, we've said this before. Yeah, true story.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't know how unhinged it is. It just makes me look kind of psychotic. Anyway, I was going through a lot mentally and that's why I was leaving. And I was like almost doing inventory on my life and like my friends and like everything. And I kind of just like convinced myself that like Tara didn't care about me and that like she only cared about her popular friends and that I was like this loser that like, again, like even how I explain it now is I'm like, I was a loser that was tagging along. That's not how she saw it. You know what I mean?
No.
Like she saw it as like, oh, Jesse, like we've known each other forever. Like that's it. And I don't know. It was so embarrassing. I played Say
What Did You Do?
By John Mayer on repeat while I wrote this like 3-page letter to her. Okay. And then we had one class together because I had all AP classes. I don't know how, because I was failing everything. And then we had one joint class together. And when I went to go return my textbook, she was in the class. So I returned my textbook and like I gave her the note like in front of the whole class. And then I left. And then...
Like a scorned lover?
No, like a, literally like a psycho. Like if I were her, I would have thought like she wants to wear my skin. Like why is she doing
Wait, that's so crazy because like the story that I'm going to say next also has to do with a note. So I guess we're a little bit both. We're both a little crazy.
It's just too dramatic. No. And what's crazier is that like we didn't really talk about it after that. Like she didn't really like message me. Like it didn't was address awkward. It? I don't know if she did or she didn't. I think she might have sent me like a message on Facebook. Bro, this is all such like a distant memory that I really tried to choke down. But the letter was just so unnecessary because it's like she wasn't a bad friend. And essentially the letter was like calling her a bad friend. It was like, you kind of like don't show up for me and all this stuff. But like she did. I just like was very needy and like weird and just going through it.
I mean, listen, I get it. Especially like when you are like me, I have a Scorpio moon. I don't know why you are like that.
No, it's so bad.
But like I get that with the whole like, I'm telling you, I lost my mind when my sister took Samantha to the Britney Spears concert and not me.
Because it just feels like
mental breakdown.
This ultimate betrayal. Like it just feels like, it does. How? Why do you have other friends? Like, am I not enough? You know what I mean? But like, of course not. Like everybody needs multiple, like it's just weird. Like it's so fucking
weird.
Listen,
the high school version of us is not us.
No, but like literally, if I knew that bitch right now, I'd kick her in the ass. Like literally I'd be like, get the fuck away from me, you freak. Like absolutely.
Yeah. Do you talk to Tara still?
We like chat sometimes. Yeah. And she actually stayed in my house in LA when like after I had Noah, like she was going to be in LA because she travels a lot, bro. She's literally always abroad. She's so cool. She's always been cool, I'm telling you. But she got her doctorate in psychology and like is always in Ireland Ooh. And England and like all around the world with her like fucking Tara. Golden retrieval. What retrieval?
Retriever. The golden retrieval. What is her golden retrieval?
Yeah, her golden retrieval is so cute, actually. Yeah, it was just like very weird. And then she might have messaged me about it, whatever. And then we like kind of didn't talk for a little bit. And then it's so awkward because then we just like started talking again and then like we were just friends again and I was just hoping she would forget about that and now I'm telling the story.
She probably did. She was probably like, Jesse was just going through his
no
stuff,
literally, you know? and I really was. But I have to say I've come such a long way, you know, like do I notice when my friends have other friends? Of course I have eyes, but I'm very, very, very chill about it now.
After my frontal lobe developed, I'm not a jealous friend anymore.
No, me neither.
It's funny because, okay, Stephanie, whom I've known since I was like 10 years old, and my cousin Janine, my mentally ill Virgo cousin Janine.
Right, of course.
Okay, so they never knew each other. I mean, obviously, Janine knew that I had a really close friend named Stephanie. Stephanie knew I had a really close, like my cousin Janine, but they never really hung out together. And then they were in a class together in college. Like they ended up going to the same college and being in a class together. And they were both like, oh my God, I saw Stephanie in college. I saw Janine. And then they both became moms at the very same time. And they got really, 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 really close. Oh. And I loved No, I actually, oh. I swear on Porter. I loved that for them. I didn't feel an ounce of jealousy. Can
okay.
Imagine? I never thought. I don't believe you.
Okay. Yeah, no, I love that.
I swear, because sometimes in our group chat, they would just be like talking about like, you know, bottles and mom stuff. And I'd be like, you got this, guys.
I see. Like a thing. Different stage in their life type of thing.
They were in a different stage and they were like that in that sense. Stage together. And it was right. Beautiful. And like, you know what? I love that they're close. I do. I really do.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No, like, actually, I swear. I think it's a
beautiful that's great. I mean, that's beautiful. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, the three of us are just like nice and cozy and it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I love that. Wait, so what's your note story?
Oh my God. I told you this a little bit briefly earlier about the jacket.
So, what jacket?
The baseball player.
Oh, you told me on voice note. I thought you meant while we were filming. Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling her the voice note. Is this unhinged of me? Not really.
Okay.
But we can call it unhinged. You know, a little clickbait. Why not? Yeah. It doesn't hurt anybody.
Well, we do be clip grading.
As you know, I've always been boy crazy, as you can, you know, as you know, from our like celebrity
videos. It's so interesting
because
you're boy crazy, but simultaneously like terrified of them.
Oh, yeah. No, like I am literally terrified of BB.
Yeah.
Terrified of penis. Terrified. But I do love a man. I do love a man. I'm just not going to touch him. I'm just not going to touch him. Right. But I do love him.
It's so weird.
I'm just scared of them and I don't want them to touch me. And they freak me
You're
out.
You're going to tell me if Benito was in front of you, you wouldn't lick his balls on the spot.
Oh my God. Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, it's funny that you say that. My lights, camera, smiles is like a bad buddy thirst trap.
Oh my God.
That I need you to see.
Beautiful.
Anyway, I was literally the lady from Hocus Pocus, the blonde lady, like, boys, I love them. Like you, like that. Yeah. That was literally me. And there was this baseball player at my high school that I was madly in love with. I thought he was like the cutest thing ever.
Did he have a fat ass?
He did have a fat ass.
Oh my God, what is it with them? Am I right?
Baseball players just have a fat ass. He had like a very fat ass, beautiful hands, beautiful face. He was very, very cute. Nice teeth. Very, very cute. Very cute. He was a Leo. A Leo, I guess. I don't know, whatever. And I was like madly in love with him. Okay. But I'm not cool. He was a baseball player. He was like in the cool crowd, which these days word on the street is that he's not cool anymore. And he kind of sucks and he's kind of a loser. But
Wait, why?
Yeah. Word on the street is that he's like a big old loser these days.
Wait, what does that mean?
That he just like sucks. I have a friend who he owes money to. Oh. And then like he just kind of sucks these days.
Maybe like balding or something?
I think he is balding. I think he absolutely is balding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Maybe that's mean, but when I see a guy I don't like balding, it does make me happy. I'm sorry. Is that mean?
Yeah. I mean, some bald guys like look cute like.
No. There are super cute bald guys.
Yeah.
Can't think of any off the top of my head, but.
I don't like a balding guy, but like a bald guy?
Oh, yeah. When they're in the stage of like, let it go. Like, literally, please. No, please. We're begging.
Like, just shave that shit, girl. Yeah. Like, shave it, girl. Like, you look so much better. Anyway, I was like madly in love with him. He was on the baseball team. He was dating this girl and he was with her for a little bit, but they were like an on and off again thing. But, you know, hindsight, like, you can tell, like, he was like madly in love with her, but she was kind of like playing him. Like, you know, like, I like you today. I won't like you tomorrow. She was very, very beautiful. She was on the dance team and they were very on and off. So in one of their offs, me and him, like, you know, we tried to like, you know, date or whatever. We were like talking, we were like in the talking stage, and I was fully this kid's rebound. Like, this kid did not give three fucks about me. He was just like, oh my god, Lupita is not giving me the time of day, so I guess Kathleen is like madly in love with me. I might as well just give it a shot.
That's the worst. But yeah, I've been there. The worst is like going with it when you know that, you know what I mean? And it's just like,
I don't know if I knew it at the time. Or I think I did, but I was like telling myself that he really liked
me. That's what I'm saying. Even though, you like know, but you're just kind of like, no, but like now he's like, no, he likes me. True love. Yeah.
No. And dude, he would call me like every single day. Every time he was on a break at work, during lunch, whatever, we would talk on the phone all night. We would fall asleep with each other on the phone. Like, oh my god, he would like open up to me. It was like this whole thing. I was like, oh my god. We, one time, our first kiss was when we were watching the movie Vantage Point at the movie theater. We went to go see that movie and we made out the whole time.
Like an action movie?
Yeah, and I don't even know what it's about because I made out the whole movie.
Bro, god bless all the adults that were attending the movie theaters when we were there. We were all like ravages. Like, that was crazy. No,
actually, but that's the only dark place that you can make out without your
scene. Like, that was just
without your parents.
No, it was, and it was so dark and romantic.
Come on. Dolphin Ma is way more like, I went to Movie Go. I did not have no Dolphin Ma money.
Oh
damn, girl.
No, that's where I did the deed. Yeah, and that and Regal Cinemas in Kendall. I did
a lot of smooching. Yeah, that's seats. A good one. That was a good one. You know, like the Pyramid movie theater? I used to make out with Phantom hardcore at that period movie theater.
No, I don't remember that.
Pyramid, period. But yeah, anyway, Lupita tells him, oh my god, turns out I'm in love with you again. I'm obsessed with you and I want to get back with you. So he was like, oh, hell yeah, I'm gonna get back with Lupita. Bye, bitch. Kathleen, you mean nothing to me. I hate you. Give me back my jacket. I walked around with like his baseball jacket all the time because I was like, oh my god, he's like a baseball player. This is his baseball jacket. Like, oh my god, he's gonna be my boyfriend. It was like this whole thing. My friend Miguel, we shared a friend. Like, he was friends with him as well. And my friend Miguel was like, hey, yeah, so-and-so is asking for his jacket back, you know? So I'm like, you're gonna have to give it to him. And guys, I used to wear Britney Spears Curious during this era of my life. Like, I wore Curious every single day, and he really, really liked Curious, the baseball player boy. And every time I wore it, he was like, oh my god, you smell so good. So it was this whole thing. So when Miguel tells me, like, you need to give me back his jacket, I need to give it to him, I emptied Britney Spears Curious on this man's
that baseball is ridiculous jacket.
Like, every fucking angle of this jacket, I loaded it with Britney Spears Curious.
Okay, so what was your frame of mind here? Were you hoping that this, like, he wouldn't be able to get the smell off and then he would have to think about you forever? Okay, then that makes sense. No, why, like, you doused it.
I was like, he's going to wash this and then he's never gonna get the smell out, and every time he puts on his jacket and he kisses that girl, he's gonna think of me. And like, you know, that was,
you kind of slayed with that. Actually, I think I support that.
You
decision.
Think it was a little crazy and unhinged and psychotic?
No, fuck him. No, I think that's great.
Okay.
I would have totally supported that decision.
I emptied the bottle onto this jacket. The most unhinged part was I had a little, it was like I ripped it out of a notebook and I wrote a little note to him. And I know for a fact it was like along the words of like, you're going to regret this, or like,
oh,
I don't know what it was. My mind completely blocked that out. It's crazy how your brain will do that with trauma.
Oh no, 100%. Like, yeah.
So cringe and so bad that my brain said, Carol, you're not going to want to remember this ever.
No, that's like, how I feel about the Tara note. Like, said. I don't know the logistics. I just know like I was feeling like she was a bad friend, but yeah, right. No, I want that note to disappear in my head forever. I never want to 100%.
Yeah, I don't remember what I said. I just know I wrote it like this.
Right. Yeah. No, mine is more cringe because I didn't even write
for
it.
Sure.
I freaking printed it out.
Oh my god. Well, no, mine was more cringe. It was like on a little crumbly little paper that says something.
I don't
like,
know. We're both so mentally unwell. You know, that reminded me of when I dated I think he did play baseball, but I think he mostly played basketball. His name is Sebastian. I've told the story before on my channel where he gave me a hickey because that was sore embarrassing. But like, we would always go to my neighborhood playground to like meet people and like park there and like make out with them, which is like,
of course,
probably a felony. You know. I mean, it was nighttime. Yeah, teenage, like, you know, things. All the kids were like asleep and stuff, obviously. And then no kids were on the playground, okay? Oh, no, he played football, not basketball, because this all happened after a football game. So after one of his football games, he went out with two of his friends, and I was trying to get him to, like, invite me. You know what I mean? Because I was like, we're talking. Like, why can't I go celebrate with you after your football game? And he obviously did not want me there. You know what I mean? Like, he was, like, riding around, like, oh, yeah, we're just going to go, like, real quick. Like, we're just going to go eat whatever. Then I finally got him to spit out where it was. And it was a Denny's. I somehow got the okay from both my friends I was with to go to the fucking Denny's. And they thought it would be a good idea to go and, like, pretend that, like, we just so happen to be at the same Denny's.
Oh, I would. Yeah, that seems normal. Normal Bro, behavior for sure.
We're talking. He did not invite me there. Then he tells me at a Denny's.
And he told you that he was at the Denny's.
Yes, he told me he was at
the Denny's. That's crazy.
He psychotic. Didn't tell me which psychotic. Denny's. We went to two of them to find him.
That's crazy.
No, exactly. I was just like scoping the perimeters of Denny's. Like, we went to separate ones, whatever. I finally found the Denny's he was at. We get down and, like, he sees me, but we just sit at another booth as if we didn't see him. And then he ends up just, like, eating and, like, leaving. And I think after that moment, he thought I was fucking insane. Like, after that, and I mean, I am. And he's right. I was stalking him.
He's absolutely right. That was insane.
No, and I don't know what, again, it must have been the frontal lobe thing. I don't know what I would have thought would have happened. Like, that's an insane thing to do, because it's like, there's no way he's going to think this is an accident. You look like a fucking psychopath.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, like, when we're at that age, we don't think about those things.
No, literally, like, the part of your brain, and it must be the front part, that has, like, the reasoning. I did not have that, because anybody with any ounce of reasoning would have thought this is a bad idea. And I just did it anyway.
I know. It is fucking crazy, right? Like, that is the beautiful part about getting older. Like, being an adult, don't love it, but I do love having a frontal lobe, I will say.
No, no, 100%. It feels so much more safe. You know what I mean? Like, you're not, bro, like, doing 100%. Crazy shit.
Dude, when I gave Miguel the jacket, he literally calls me. He's like, I am choking in the car. I can't breathe. I am choking. Yeah, it's this just fucking jacket
much.
You gave
it's too
me.
Much.
It was so much. He's like, Kathleen, you look insane. I'm like, just give it to him.
Yeah.
Just give it to him. Yeah, obviously, like, he got the jacket, by the way, if you guys were wondering. Never spoke to him again. We never addressed the jacket with a note in the pocket.
Probably still smells like Curious till this day.
Well, I will say, they ended up getting back together and they dated for many, many years. And then I think she fucking dumped him like a hot tamale for like a hot guy. And it was,
I mean, God bless. Glorious. You should have seen that coming. I'm remembering now that once the guy left Denny's, he did text me something along the lines of, like, you know, I saw you, right? Yeah. Yeah. And then I was like, what? Like, literally, like, what do you mean? And then I did go outside to meet him. And I will say, he was kind of laughing, like, kind of just being like, you're fucking insane, like, that type of thing. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. But genuinely, I would have been terrified if I was him, like, terrified.
Did you guys, like, keep, like, talking after
that? No, that was pretty much the end of our relationship.
That makes sense.
What's crazy is we actually did make out outside of Denny's for very briefly, but then that was it. It was over. Our love had ended.
He said one last hurrah.
No, literally, I think that's what it was. He's like, let me kiss this crazy bitch one more time and then I'm gonna let her go forever, because now she's gonna stab me in my sleep. That was pretty unhinged of me, I will say.
That is pretty unhinged.
I've told that story on my YouTube channel, but it was so long ago. Who could even remember? Am I right?
No one's gonna remember that.
No one. And if you do remember, pretend you didn't, okay?
But anyway, guys, before we get into our lights, camera, smiles, I do have an unwellness journey.
No, what you did last week was so fucking, like, the fact that I had to see it when you showed it to me, then I had to see it when I put it on the screen, it really just irked my soul. Like, I'm starting to feel like hate in my heart for her. You know what I mean?
Me too. And listen, you know what? After the one that I'm gonna show you guys, after the one that we saw last God night, damn it. I think that she's doing this on purpose. I think that
She's like rage baiting.
No, I think she's rage baiting us.
You think she's playing with us specifically?
I think that this, like, this one that I sent you, like, this has got, you thought that the spitting went too far? This goes too far.
Do you think she's even, like, do you think she knows we talk about her?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I think that our followers have commented about how she is a liar and how she promotes collagen pills on one account and then she promotes NMN on another account.
I was telling Kathleen, I didn't realize till I was editing that together how fucked up that really is, because if you are not disclosing that you're taking other supplements that you are 100% attributing to why you look the way you do, and then you're doing it for the other product, automatically that's very scammy and fucked up. I'm sorry. And
like, it is, because how are you literally going, guys, look at my skin, no Botox, I don't look 41, I look 12 years old, and it's all because of NMN. Yeah. But then on the other account, you're like, look at my thing, and it's all because of collagen.
Something is not adding up here.
It would be one thing if it was like, it's the combo of these things. Guys, I'm using these two pills. What the fuck? It's so fucked up. No, anyway, yeah. This is a recent number of hers. And I'm telling you guys, this was on purpose. She's doing this for us, for the JK podcast. I'm convinced.
Honey, loop me up and bend me over like Diddy on that baby oil table because I look damn good now.
Like Diddy on that baby oil table.
The fact that she's getting away with this is insane. Like, shut up, girl. Shut the fuck up. If you can't sell shit genuinely, and because your results are maybe a little manipulated, allegedly, by beauty filters, then maybe you need to get a grip and stop trying to use sensationalized, fucked up shit to
These
sell.
Hooks of hers are killing me.
No,
dude.
They're killing I me. They're fucked hate her. Up. I hate no, her. No. Yeah, I know.
They're
I know.
Fucked up.
I'm unwell now. So now it's Kathleen and Jesse's unwellness journey, because I just feel like shit. Every time I see her.
It's crazy because right now I was just like looking for this clip so that I could pull it up for you guys. And I found another one where she's like, I guess the spitting, she saw like how many views she got from that spitting, that she did another one where she spits right into her hand and she goes, I'm going to hold it there on your pussy for you and tell you gently. I swear, I just saw that one. I'm like, what?
Bro,
and then she sniffs her fingers right after. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, these hooks are getting out of control.
God out bless control. This is so bad. It's one of the worst things ever, I might say.
It's really getting to me, guys. At first I hated her because she was a liar scammer, and now I hate her because she's a liar scammer disguster.
Okay, well, like, moving her. On from our unwellness journey, my lights camera smiles reminds
lights,
me
camera smiles, everybody. Woo!
Yeah, come on. It finishes way before you start singing it. Mine reminds me of the Disney cruise, because I should have known that I was gonna get my period, but I just didn't.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Casino, America's social casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
And then I was just confused why I was being such a bitch. So anyway, it says on screen, me forgetting my period is coming even though I've had one every month since I was 12.
There's something off in the air, you know? Like, something's not right. Something
woke up at 3 a.m. and started eating spaghetti with, like, my hands. I just don't think I'm eating enough lunch, you know?
Yeah, I'm all right. Sorry, I just had a feeling in the pit of my stomach like I was getting chased by a bear or something.
Literally, God, me, when you're sitting next to me and I'm like, why do I want to punch Kathleen? Why do I just, like, really want to fight her right now? Then I woke up and I'm like, oh my God, my period, duh, of course.
Bro, that is so funny. Instead of eating spaghetti with my hands.
And literally mine is like a very regular period too. Like, it comes within like a day or two of like when it's supposed to. I don't know how I forgot I was supposed to get it. Anyway.
My lights, camera, smile is actually one that you sent me the other day.
Oh, okay. Oh, does it have copyrighted music? It's so delicious. The one that I sent you.
Does it?
I don't know, but I was almost licking the screen. I'm not gonna lie.
Me too. I'm not gonna lie. I really was.
Have you seen that meme of what's her name from fucking Dance Moms? What's her name? Abby or fuck her? She's such a meme. Like, she's everywhere.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Abby Miller or something.
Abby Lee Miller. Yeah. There's this one meme where she's like opening her mouth. Like, let me see. I think they commented it on that TikTok. Let's watch it first. Oh my God.
This made me smile.
I can have sex in English. Yeah, but I prefer sex in Spanish because it's just better.
Oh my God. Oh. Wow. I had to replace the music with something else, but wow, he is absolutely scrumptious.
That's a BB.
Literally, I'll get near. That one right there, that was me on the screen. Hold on, let me see.
That's a
BB.
I'm not scared of. Actually, yeah, I would be terrified. I'd be so terrified if his BB is not even funny.
Why?
He'd be like, mommy, do something. Don't just stare at me like that.
That's literally what he would say. Mommy, no tengas pena. Come on.
Oh my God, I'd faint. I'd be like, cardiac arrest. Like, I can't. I'm too nervous. I wouldn't be able to perform. Hopefully you haven't seen till the end, Nassim.
Oh my God. It's okay. He understands. Come on. He loves Shakira. Come on. What do you call it? There's this meme of Abby Lee Miller, and then it's her with her mouth open, but somebody photoshopped it to have like a hat that's Puerto Rican and like a shirt that's Puerto Rican.
Oh my God. That's literally so funny.
And they commented under all of the Bad Bunny posts, and I just love it. Anyway, wow. I'm all hot.
I know exactly what meme you're talking about.
We got to get going. Right? I'm sweating.
Just give me one night with that man.
Oh my God. I mean, Jesus Christ. You know what, though, is so beautiful about him is like his heart. Such a lover boy.
Oh my God, I know. He's so sweet. I mean, he is a Pisces. He's probably like a serial cheater, God bless. But like, oh, I love him.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Anyway.
What are you gonna do?
If you guys made it to the end, we appreciate you, but that's all we've got. And as always, we will see you next Wednesday.
Or we won't. Oh my God, wait!
What?
Wait, I have to say this. It's so funny. Somebody was like, I guess the little outro where you're like, we'll see you next Wednesday, and you're like, or we won't. She's like, it's no longer JK. It's actually kind of real.
No, it is not real. It's like, see you Wednesday, it's Thursday. Come on. Anyway.
Yeah, come on. Oh my God, and you did it. Wait, did you see that? Did you see that on the comment of the person being like, who are those girls?
It's Thursday. Thursday. Yeah, I did like that.
That was good.
Anyway, okay, guys, we're going to see you next Wednesday. We will, I promise.
Or we won't.
JK. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.